Warrants for the 9 key leaders of this week's anti-government protests were issued late Wednesday. They face charges of treason, inciting arrest and attempting to overthrow the government. On Tuesday, the 9 led up to 35,000 people to surround government buildings in Bangkok, demanding that Prime Minister Samak Sundarawai to resign. Mr. Samak, elected last December, says he will not quit and plans to seek other measures, including negotiation, to end the protests. The protesters, many of them supporters of the People's Alliance for Democracy, or PAD, continued their demonstration on Wednesday. So far, the protests have been largely free from violence, but Mr. Samak accuses the protest leaders of seeking to trigger bloodshed to lure the military to stage a coup. Public opinion polls Wednesday indicated over 70% surveyed disagreed with the PAD's tactics. Thai news media also criticised the demonstrations. Tittanan Ponsudurak, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, says the PAD risks losing support from its key constituency, the urban middle class.
I don't think that the PAD will succeed on this occasion. The government has the upper hand. The PAD is hoping for something spontaneous to make a political change. As long as the government is restrained, as long as it does not overreact, time is on the government's side. The PAD, their corners, and the government has the upper hand.
Somphat Manarangsang, an economist at Chulalongkorn University, says the Thai government must be careful to avoid violence.
Very serious time for the Thai political situation. I think one of the very challenging times for the country. So I think that if they think about the situation and then have the more mechanism to turn the prospective violence into a more peaceful way to dissolve the problem. Yeah.
Somphat says among the government's possible solutions are dissolving parliament and calling for fresh elections, or for Mr. Samak to stand down and allow parliament elect a new prime minister. The protesters say Mr. Samak's government acts as a nominee for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He was ousted in a coup 2 years ago after months of PAD-led demonstrations. Thailand's political landscape has been deeply divided since Mr. Thaksin's election in 2001, when he drew widespread support from the poor and rural residents. Thailand's urban middle class, however, considered him corrupt and authoritarian. Mr. Thaksin, facing court trial on corruption charges earlier this month, fled to Britain. He says he is innocent and accuses the Thai judiciary of bias. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.